Hey, C3, how are you? I want you to do us a favor because we're gonna. I want to do it. Can you? If you've got an empty seat in front of you, I want you to fill it. Is that cool? That means you're gonna get up. You're gonna move forward. We're gonna put you in a big pile. We're gonna make a crowd in Jesus' name. Are you expecting tonight? Who said yes? I've had such a thrill. It's great to be with my family here. Stephen and Yunami and their amazing family. It's great. And all you guys, all their kids, you know. I was really stressed over what I was going to wear because last time I was here, Stephen kept wearing all these beautiful suits. And I was like, oh my gosh, maybe I should, you know, do that. But bless the Lord. He's got his hoodies out, you know. Doesn't he? It's like he looks like he could still play football. You reckon you could take a few out, you reckon? I reckon he could. We should sign him up, eh? Who reckons we could sign him up? Well, there you go. There's three of us. I've got a friend of mine who actually played rugby in the World Cup for Samoa. And at 45 years of age, got on the same field as his 19-year-old son. Crazy. You're not ready for that, Pastor Stephen? No. You've put the boots up? Yep. Why don't you turn your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. We're really going to get into something. This is a message that I've been busting to preach that I know is going to fire up something because you're definitely the hungry ones, hey? Coming out on a Sunday night in winter time. And I really want to put this out here because I really want to shift something both in your church. It may be the church. I want to say that because it's going to be a prophetic night, I really thought, well, I'm just going to prophesy this message before I do anything else. Is that cool? Yeah. And to get that, because who knows that things are created by what we say. Not by what we think, but what we say and what we believe, and especially this. So I want to say this. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, starting at verse 4. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but the same God who works all of them in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. For one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, another the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But the one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing them to each one individually as He wills. Oh my goodness me. If I was to saw this message, because if you look at these nine gifts listed here, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discerning of spirits, tongues and discerning of spirits, they're all, if you like, they kind of break them into three groups and they say they're the gifts of knowing, the gifts of speaking, and the gifts of doing. And all of them are, I believe, are available to every Spirit-filled believer. All nine are available to all of you. For all of us. The problem is, you know what? I'm kind of, like, I'm thrilled the way God uses Susie and I in the kingdom to have words over people. But you know what? And it's been interesting, and I don't want to be reactionary, but it's been interesting what's been happening in the prophetic world over the last year, you know, people getting words of knowledge. And I've been in the meetings of some of these guys, very impressive, you know. And I was, a friend of mine, she grew up in carnivals. She grew up in those shows, you know, those little things that get taken around, little carnivals and set up the roller coaster and all that. She's from a family of all of those. And she was in a meeting with one of those and spotted it straight away because she's grown up with con men. And I remember her saying that maybe 10 years ago to me in a meeting with that guy. It wasn't one of the ones we know, but she said, I reckon he's looking at social media to get the information, even right back then. But it's interesting, the pressure, because what's happened with the gifts, and I want to sort of say it this way, what's happened with these gifts, these things that were meant for profit to all, have been used as nothing else but some way of building a crowd, as some sort of magic tricks to create interest or show off to someone. And we've had one gifted person demonstrating something to sometimes a crowd of thousands of people who all watch and are entertained by these gifts rather than ever stepping out into them. Are you hearing me? So of the 20 or 30 of us here tonight, what's times 9? How much potential is in this room? Yes, well, when you look at that what's available here and what needs to be done. Now, I'm going to prophesy over you. I get that. But I shouldn't be the only one flexing. I shouldn't be the only one giving a word. Is that true? I'm not the only one. And let me tell you something. Do you understand that there's someone in this room that can move in miracles? There's someone in this room that can heal the sick. There's someone in this room that can discern spirits. But we've somehow just gone to this place of just watching stuff, being entertained by things that we should have always been actually a participant of, becoming a practitioner of. Is that true? Rather than just watching and waiting and seeing, like Stephen said, I said this morning, the pool of Bethesda, waiting for someone to conjure up something so that maybe one or two of you get a word, or one or two of you get a healing. And all only by one person. Do you understand how that's not whatever the plan that God had for the church? That it was true that the fivefold, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher, were all meant to equip the church for ministry. It says to the building up of the whole man into Christ. The whole, in other words, you're meant to actually be equipped to be a minister. Sundays is not entertainment day, it's actually coaching day. It's impartation day. I hope that if you know, I would say probably who here has not had a word from me over the 3 years that I've been here? I feel like I've done my job. And therefore, if you've seen me do it, and you must know that I don't blame you if you've had the thought thinking, wow, if God can use him, he's got to be able to use me. That's very true. And I want to really stir you up about that. Do you see where I'm going with this? See? Because I really want to ask you, what is your superpower? What is that supernatural thing that you do, like I was sharing this morning somewhere, is that, let me tell you something, we have to live a life that a Muslim cannot do. We have to live a life that a Hindu cannot do. We have to be able to do a life that a witch doctor could not do. We've got to live a life that a New Ager could do. We've got to demonstrate power that a Buddhist could not do. We've got to have a degree of spirituality, a degree of moving with the power of God and the understanding of God and the humility of Jesus that demonstrates his greatness to people. Not because of our great, you know, Paul says it's not about arguments, it's about demonstration of the power of God. That was, he says, it's not about smart arguments. It's not about teaching about God. And I'm not even going to go in, and it would be easy and I could entertain you and I could fill you with knowledge of what, and unpack each 9 gift and tell you what it is and how it is and different examples in the Bible and go into the Greek meaning of it and do all of that. And it would actually, all it would do is fill you with a lot of knowledge, and probably that's all you would do. You'd know about healing, but man, it's not until you step out and you actually pray for someone does it really count. That you can walk into a room or a house or a building or at work and actually know the spirit of which you are up against within a place. Know what's really operating in your region, in your town, in your street, in your cul-de-sac. What's going on in your neighbor? What's going on? And to be able to discern that and come against that and cast that out. Is that true? To be actually understand what tongues really does. how it really shifts an atmosphere, how it really is a supernatural manifestation of the Spirit of God inside of you, available at any time. Have you noticed that? Who here can speak in tongues? Very, very good. The rest of you, we've got to get you going in that before you get out of here, in Jesus' name. Amen. Isn't that money? Isn't that funny? Have you had a bad day and you can still speak in tongues? Have you noticed that? I reckon it's one of the craziest gifts that are given to us. And I can do it anytime I like. Is that true? I therefore believe, going on that I can literally move in the other not eight as easy. Has nothing to do with my emotional state, has nothing to do with me. But it does have everything to do with my obedience. And if you like that, my willingness to learn. The question is not, do I have a gift? The question is, are you willing to use it? Let me just tell you right now, you've got all nine available to you. Pick one and start using it. I was sharing at the conference yesterday, you know, like, I learned to ride a unicycle through a bizarre set of circumstances. And after 70 hours of trial and error, I can now do it. And have, like, done, like, if I get time, I try to do a couple of K at that. I've done 10 kilometers for breast cancer, and I've done half marathon on one. Something wrong, hey. But I look at that, and it's always an example to me of I'm not coordinated, I'm not even sporty, I'm not even kind of a cardio person. But by just practice, by just having a go, I learnt to do it. And it's probably been the message that's been repeated over and over again in this church, is that you are learning. That you started off not being able to walk, but then you learnt to walk. You couldn't even, listen, let me tell you, this is really embarrassing. Do you know you could not take yourself to the toilet? But aren't you glad the person sitting next to you learnt? Is that true? Let me tell you something. It's the same. Even what I would say in my ability to prophesy is just practice. Do I get it right all the time? I very much doubt. That'll give you lots of confidence in me, isn't it? But really, all you're seeing is practice, because practice makes permanent. Isn't it funny that when I pray for people to get healed, they get healed? But that, you know what? They don't get healed even if I don't pray for them. That I'm not able to interpret dreams unless someone tells it to me. See, there's God's presence in your life, but then you have to have the perception, you have to have the participation, and it's for the prophet, if you say that. If it doesn't bless others, it's not flowing correctly. Could you imagine what we're... I really want to stir you. Do you want to imagine the lost opportunity we had this morning? That only one of us ministered to everybody. When there was 100 of us that could have ministered to everybody or somebody. Is that true? There's an abundance available to us to overcome. Maybe you're the very answer to someone's life debilitating issue. And you sit there, you sit there with the ability to do it. But through, I don't know, feeling inferior, insecurities, lies, maybe making mistakes, you've shut down and refused. Pride is probably the biggest one, not wanting to look like a fool, not wanting to get it right, that we don't even make the attempt. Do you know how foolish I looked in our building trying to learn the unicycle? I looked so dumb. And people said I looked, that's nuts. I looked clumsy, I looked awkward, I was bloodied on the shins, it was a mess. But I practiced. And I think the same that happened with what's going on. See, this is what started to happen. And if I was to say, the gifts are not yours, they are ours. Your gifts are not yours, they're ours. The amount of alls that was included in that scripture is quite amazing. See, your gift is not your identity, and neither is your platform. It's not show-off time. We've got to stop doing that. It's not a platform. It's not a brand that you're trying to build up to get popularity. You know? Your gift is actually your responsibility. The motive of it matters so much. We have to really check our heart as to why we're doing it, because that I believe that's why it's been shut down so much in our nation. Because we've got wrong motives around about it. We want to be gifted so that we get attention, so that we get recognition. No, you're gifted so that you can minister. And whether no one finds out about it, it's not really an issue. Is that true? That's the thing of it, see? Paul doesn't just teach us the gifts, it's the very next chapter is about love. Is that true? He talks about that because that's the big motivator. It's not ego. It's not about the most accurate or the most powerful or the most recognized. Am I over that? You know, and I get that in my world. My world and pastors and preachers and people who do stuff in churches is all full of that. How accurate are you? How powerful are you? How recognized are you? How many followers? How many invitations? How many souls? How many prophecies? How many... I'm like, do you know what I mean? It's not about that. It's not show-off time. It's not a moment to impress the room. It's, see, even in my prophesying, it's funny how people go, like, everybody wants to me to have a word for them that they're going to be rich, famous, and beautiful. No one wants to get a word that they're going to marry someone challenging and go to Timbuktu and plant a church and it won't grow any further than 7 people. No one wants a word like that. But what if that is the most accurate word for you? I'm tapping, that's not making enough noise. It's not a stage. See, you're not on a stage, you're on assignment. Do you understand that? Do you believe that God has an agenda for you? Do you believe that he has an agenda for today and for tomorrow for you? That your life is fully hooked up to the divine, and now everything that you do and every person you meet is a divine assignment. And that every person that you meet is an opportunity to leave them blessed, healed, delivered, encouraged, lifted up, strengthened, made whole. See, you partner with God's presence. It's not about asking, oh, how did that sound? And how did that go? It's not about that. This is the question, who was helped? You know? The true motive is love for others, for the profit of all. That's the plumb line. Did everyone profit? Did everyone profit? See, a spiritual gift is the loving expression of a God of power, revealed through the yielded believer to serve and strengthen others, not to elevate self. Am I getting that point around? It's not about, we don't use the gifts as some sort of entertainment thing. Like, if we're ever going to get that back up and on its proper platform and on its proper footing, we've got to start doing it, but not doing it on some sort of that it's going to, oh, if I could just heal this person, I'll probably get, they'll let me have my session every Sunday to pray for people. No, no. You know? That's my job. But see how dumb that sounds? If you've all got to come and I've got to be the man of God and I've got to give you a word. That's weird. Is that true? There's only one mediator between you and God, and it's not some prophet. Let me tell you something. And I do this for a living. The best words I've ever gotten are the ones I've had for me. When was the last time you prophesied over yourself? When was the last time you had a word to get you out of your nonsense? Let me just say that. See, we've got to learn to live in the tension of what this really means. You know, the mystery, and it's not control. You don't, it's not about just turning it on, it's about tuning in. It's not about perfection, it's about learning. You will grow by doing, not by just waiting for something to happen. It was funny, I think I got started when I could move in the things that I could do and discern the things that I did. But I think what really grew with me was the first probably couple of years in Susie and I's marriage, that every night Susie would make me have a word for her. Because it gets to the point where you just can't just make stuff up. Especially with your wife, she knows. And it was like, nah. And she'd go, nope, that's not good enough. That's not deep enough. That's not discerning enough. Nope. Try again. That's mean, isn't it? But it was interesting. See, we are learning. We've got to learn to do this, and this is what I meant on a show. See, it's actually about the community. It's the body, not an individual. It's not about my ego. You see, if you're the center of what's going on, it's wrong. It's wrong. I remember ministering with a guy that there was a lot of people in a room, probably a room about this size, you know, but pretty, it was full. And so in order to minister everybody, we took halves, and I went down this half and he went down the other half. And then this guy, it was so funny, because all of a sudden he felt like he actually had a word for someone instead of all the making stuff up. So what he wanted to do was shut the hole, because people were, it was really loud and they were worshipping and we were having words for people, but he wanted to shut it down so everybody could hear his word. I'm thinking, that's just very interesting. Obviously the word for this person is a lot more important than it is for this person, other people that other people are having words for. Do you see what I mean? This whole focusing on an individual thing is, I know it's so Western, but it's not scripture. Do you understand what I'm saying? And I'd hate to say it, but the problem is, guess what? That guy blew himself up and having an affair with his praise and worship leader. Who knows that's not a good word? Who knows that's not going to bring healing? See, we have to demonstrate God, but with the right motive. Who knows motive is all important? The underlying line of gifting is motive. The underlying thing of calling is motive. Our heart posture while we're doing it. Is that true? We need to ask, you know, who is this for, me or them? It's literally asking, how can I serve them? What does love require of me right now? Because that's what keeps the flow pure. See, it's an identity reset. See, you are God's body. Is that true? You are his body. That means Jesus is still moving through you. Jesus is still speaking through you. Jesus is still healing through you. Jesus never performed to be seen. He moved because he was moved with compassion. That's why I think he follows it up. You know, the best gift of all to do is love. And the best way, I always say, you want to learn to prophesy, just think, how much does Jesus love this person? You want to heal a person? How much does Jesus want to heal this person? How much does God want to declare over this person? How much does, you know, when you look at it, how much does God want to do that? How much does God want to, you know, move in faith around this person? How much does God want to do a miracle for this person? How much does God really want to show you what's really going on behind this seen world and what is really warring against them? It's raining.
That's a good sign, isn't it?
I like that. Anyway, are you getting my point? See, you do not... I'm off all that negative stuff. Let me say that. I want to charge you with this. This is what I want. Don't shrink back from the gifts. But don't corrupt them either. Amen? Use them. Practice them. If you're not in a small group, get in one and practice. If you're not meeting up with someone, like I basically have this as a rule. If I meet with someone, I'm going to have a word for them. Why don't you do that? Why don't you ask people the next time you pray, how can I pray for you? Not some cheesy, stupid thing, but actually with a confidence. Father, I thank you that no matter what they come at me, I've got at least 9 weapons that I can bring to the front to really deal with whatever my brother or sister needs. Is that true? See how powerful we are, how God wants to really do this? You're not here to impress people. We are here to reveal Jesus. So I want to ask you again, what's your superpower? What is your superpower? More importantly, who's it for? Amen. Father, I just thank you for your word. I thank you for what you said and what you're doing and what you're about to do for each and every one of us in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your goodness. Father, I pray that you just reveal your will to people, that you reveal their options for people, that you reveal the potential within people, that you reveal the gifts in people, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. Was that good? You feel challenged? I'm challenged. Are you challenged, Pastor? Come on. Let me say this for the Pastor Stephen. I'm excited for your future. Like, I really am. And I want to say amen to how we were talking about this father thing. I think God is going to raise up fathers in this place because you're not going to lead people. I was sharing with Andrew before, it was sort of a revelation, that people need fathering more than they need leading. True? We have many teachers, but not many fathers. You know? Why do you think you've got such challenging kids? You're making him into a good dad, hey? You're testing his boundaries, testing his tolerance levels. That's awesome. You know what makes us into really good Christians? Bad ones. Just think about that for a minute. Why do you think you have all these people that say they're Christian and don't act like it, so that you get to. But this is it, Stephen. This is it. It's now is the time to really step out. Now is the time to really believe God. Now is the time to equip people. Now it's time to really do great and wonderful things. I tell you, you're going to have words for people that are going to set them on fire. You're going to release things over people. I actually think this. I think you're going to release people over this nation and other nations in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Unami, oh my gosh. You know, there is a prophet in this house in Jesus' name. And because you're a prophet, it's not what you say, it's your life that demonstrates him. Your life is the prophetic message to this place. And as you get freer, they're going to get freer. As you move more in the gifts, they're going to move more in the gifts. As you step out more, they're going to step out more. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Handsome? Oh my gosh. Let me tell you, I want to challenge you. You know what? You're going to see miracles. You operate in the gift of miracles and faith. It frustrates everybody because you don't deserve it. But you got it. Isn't that amazing? I'd let you pray for me for miracles because I'd know God would answer you. There's something beyond your handsomeness that's attractive. It's beyond that. There's something favorable on your life, favorable to your life, that God's going to make a way for you where there seems no way. in life and in situations. You've been rescued from death a couple of times even, where it could have got you, but it has not, because God has a plan for you, son. A big one and a fun one in Jesus' name. One that is going to be so good that you don't deserve it. Isn't that amazing? I'm going to say this. I reckon you're going to end up with more money than your dad. And it's going to drive him nuts. What? What? I'm going to say that over you, because that's going to be a sign and a wonder. In Jesus' name. Amen. I'm glad you came. I was so excited when you came in. I'm just going to keep having words for you all night. Pastor Stephen, let's partner together. Let's have some fun. And you're helping everybody.
Kaylee.
Okay. Listen to this. I get this thing. It's kind of like bossy, but in the kind of the right kind of way, because you just know what you want. I'd like a boss who knows what they want, knows where they're going, knows what's required, and you actually are a soup. It might seem because you're strong, but you're safe. Would you rather go over a rickety bridge or a weak bridge or a strong bridge? And you're like a strong bridge. You're like the boss of bridges. And you wait and see, the dependability and the power of God is going to move with you in an amazing way. I can see, like, the two things I want to really challenge you to go into is for the discerning of spirits, to really figure out what's talking to you in a room, in a meeting. You're going to know when people are lying to you. You're going to know when they're being deceptive. You're also going to know the lies that people are under, that are under lies. In Jesus' name. It's almost like you're going to eradicate fear from people in Jesus' name. Saved or unsaved, it's going to make no difference to you whatsoever. It's like you're going to see everybody as a child of God. Everybody. And you're going to speak to them like that in Jesus' name. Amen. And healing. Let's heal some people along the way in Jesus' name. I think particularly you're going to heal people from their knees, and feet in Jesus' name. It's like that, what's that? Head, shoulders, knees, and toes. Amen. Come on, Steve. Have you got a word?
Oh, no, for Kim and Richie. Kim and Richie.
This is Richie? Richie. Oh, man. Did you like my message? It stirred you up? Well, let's get amongst it, hey. You're going to see miracles. You're going to just see miracles in every day. I see even miracles happening with cars. I see miracles happening like with mechanical things even. Like these stories, you hear people like, I remember reading about Brother Andrew as a kid. Brother Andrew was like, who remembers Brother Andrew? He was this guy that used to smuggle Bibles into Russia when it was shut down. And he had an old Volkswagen Beetle that had done like 500,000 miles. And a mechanic once looked at it and the spark plugs were completely burnt out. There was no way for it possibly to have run. And it never broke down the entire time he used this thing. You're going to see miracles like that, you know?
Yeah.
Things running that shouldn't run. Things repairing themselves. Not just for you, but for other people. You're going to pray for people's like their washing machine and it'll come to life in Jesus' name. That's a weird thing, hey? Let's learn. Amen. In Jesus' name. And who's with you?
Kim.
Oh, this is, who's this person that's touching you up? You do know her? I was thinking, okay, I thought you would come over to pray for him, sister. But then it started to get a bit weird. So I was just like, okay, this might be a C3 Quinana thing. They massage you while you're, you know. But she's allowed to touch him like that.
Yes, she is.
Oh, okay, cool. Wow, that's so. Let me tell you something, darling. God's going to open your eyes. It's like, again, the spirit of discernment. You're going to see things, you know. You're going to see into the next realm. in all sorts of different areas. And I pray you kind of see it, but it's a little bit like a keyhole. But now it's going to go to another level and another awareness and another way of really seeing things. And the more you'll see, it's, I believe this, you'll go from that to like, okay, but it's going to be a little bit black and white. But the more you practice, it'll go color. And then it'll almost get to be three-dimensional kind of hologram level of that in Jesus' name. Like as you learn it, as you learn to see in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Are you going to say anything?
Yeah, I agree. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
This is... Yeah.
Miss Genevieve. Is that correct? Yeah.
Who?
Genevieve.
Oh, Genevieve. Oh, she was like my best student yesterday, weren't you, darling? You're like the best student. And these things, darling, God is even healing your feet or something to do with your... You need to pray for this woman after this meeting, darling. Like your ability to move and sit and stand is going to get better, okay? This other thing too, it's like you're going to... It's like, again, discerning, you know? Let me say this. I feel like the Father is saying He wants to answer your prayer. He wants to answer your faith. And you know what? There's faith. There's the gift in this one of the manifestation of faith in your life. And you're going to learn how to use it in Jesus' name. To have faith. To just have faith. You know? Faith that can't be extinguished. Faith that can't be denied. Faith that won't waver. What? Faith that won't deny. Faith in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Steve Coppin.
What's Steve? You know what, Steve? You are like, there's so many things I would like to release over you. And I think this message was great for you, hey. That stirred you up? Oh, heaven help them, hey. Well, let's get going, you know. Let's do all nine. My challenge to you, if my word for you, is let's just work through that list until you can get a handle on all nine. Because I reckon you could. I reckon they're at your disposal. And you've dabbled in it. You've played with them. But let's not just make it a hobby. Let's make it a lifestyle in Jesus' name. Amen. Like you're a man of the word, but you're going to be, and you are a man of the spirit, but like you're just putting your toe in it. Let's drown. Amen. Let's drown. I even felt it then. How about just now, we sit, like, imagine this room is a pool filled with God, and we're sitting on the bottom of the deepness. The deepness of that well. Now we can minister.
Yes, Miss Muriel.
Muriel? Muriel with the beanie. Is that for New South Wales, darling? Is that why you're wearing the blue? You stole it from your granddaughter. People seem to steal clothes in this church. If you leave anything underneath your chair, someone's going to steal it. And it'll probably be this woman. Oh, that's okay. But they'll record it and someone will. I want to say this too, darling, is that I see you like a road sign. A road sign that points in the direction. And you're going to be able to point out the kingdom. You're going to say, this is the way to salvation. This is the way, the truth, and the life. You're going to be a signpost for people. People who are lost will come to you and they're going to get found. There's going to be evangelism also. And let me tell you something. Something's going to happen in your own family regarding salvations in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Come on. Amen.
And Mr. Graham.
Mr. Graham. Oh, Mr. Graham. Oh, man. You're very distinguished. You are actually dressed how I thought I was going to have to dress here. Hey, Graham, what's your superpower? Your superpower. I like that. How often have you done something like that? Only the once, you little rascal. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Only once. Well, let's see it once a week now. Hey, you know, line them up and pray for them in tongues. Can you see you just learnt? You said, I don't know. I'm just going to speak it. That's exactly what I'm talking about. And guess what? People got healed. Who knows what happened, sir?
Yeah, Mr. Graham just lost his wife 2 weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you lose your wife not so long ago? Oh, brother. I get the pain, my friend, hey. But guess what she'd want you to do? Pray, speak in tongues over a line of people in Jesus' name. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen?
It's Lydia.
Amen. Oh. Lydia?
Yeah, Lydia.
Oh, Lydia. The Lydia. Do you speak in tongues? You don't know. You don't. You so sound like my auntie. I can't believe that. Mate, that would be a big super blast, wouldn't it? Well, we're going to pray for you at the end of this. When no one, we're not going to be a show of it, because that's what I'm preaching about, hey. But I tell you, imagine what I can't, mate, the way you are now, we do that, this is going to be nuts. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
That's my word. That's going to pray for you.
Yeah. Pray for Mrs. That's everybody. What about Tammy and Jeff?
Tammy?
And Jeff.
Oh, Tammy and Jeff. Have I not had a word for you?
Jeff and Tammy, sorry.
Have I had a word for you while I've been here? Oh, that's terrible. Now there's more inappropriateness. They belong to each other. You know, it was interesting after our talk what this message was all about, hey, and your testimony from this week. This needs to be... You guys are going to discover a new normal, a new freedom, a new normal, where you're just going to think all of the past is just going to be like this weird memory of, was that actually possible? Was so strange? And God is going to recalibrate even the timeline for you. You're not going to miss out on a thing. You're going to get everything that God has lined up for you and wanted to get to you. It says, I think it's Psalm 42 in the message, that God has things assigned for me and He's going to make sure that He gets them to me. He's going to get them to you in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And then we have Mr. Donovan, I think.
Mr. Donovan. Donovan and his girlfriend. Oh, Donovan, let me tell you something. You're going to see, again, miracles. Miracles, my friend. In the most natural, such amazing way, and it's going to be at work, it's going to be at church, it's going to be when you drive around, it's going to be at the petrol station. You're just going to get this unction to just speak to someone. Sometimes you're just going to go, can I just pray for you, you know, and they're going to not be the same ever again because you prayed for them. Do you understand that if you pray for people, they're never going to be the same again? The same for you. If you're doing your burger, what are you doing? Bossing. Oi, it's the same for you. If you'll pray for people, they'll never be the same again. Never be the same again. In Jesus' name. Amen. Well, they're conferring as to what we're doing.
Were you praying for someone? Claire.
Oh, Claire.
Claire got prayed for in the morning. But you can go ahead, of course, by all means.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay. Listen, Claire, it's like, I see you counting and numbering things, and it's like nothing is going to go missing in your life. Nothing's going to go missing. It's like, I see, like, I don't know, it's like, you know how they came to the to Noah's Ark, 2 by 2, 2 by 2, 2 by 2, until everything that was meant to be in that ark is in there. It's again another thing. It's going to be always enough. Okay? It's going to be part of, I'm going to believe that, like, faith is going to be one of those superpowers. Faith so that you can believe and see God do great things in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, little sister, you're here. You know what? I know this is music in this one, but there's music in you too. There's music in you. And there's something about that song in you that brings joy. I don't like really praying for pastor's kids because it puts a box around it. But I think you're very pastoral. I'm not saying you're going to be a pastor, but you're pastoral. You're a gatherer. You're a shepherd. You're a carer. You make sure everybody's going to get fed. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's going to have a word. It's like that. You're going to make sure you're going to be able to know what people need and have the resources and the ability to give it to them in Jesus' name. If you need money, just ask your brother. he'll fund you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. How are we doing?
Good. I think there's one more.
We got everybody.
Except Notula. And then I think we...
Notula? No more hiding, Notula. Let them have it. Let them have you full well in Jesus' name. It's like this, Natula. It's like healing and wholeness. It's like I can see you moving in healing in such a way as, you know, like Jesus prayed for a leper and he says, not just be healed, be made whole. So everything that was scarred and dropped off him as a leper was restored. I see God using you to restore bodies, restore hearts, restore families, and restore, like, inheritance for people. Like restoration, supernatural miracles in Jesus' name. Amen. Was that good enough? Yeah?
I'm just going to pray for Miss Lydia and then I think I'll...
For who?
I'll pray for... If Lydia can stand, I'll pray for Lydia.
You're going to pray for Lydia?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. That's fine. Father, we just thank you for Miss Lydia. Lord, I just thank you, Father, that within her, Lord God, you have given her capacity to do great things. And I just pray, I just sense Lydia that there is... God has given you a gift and an ability to pursue great things. But one thing that's holding you back is the fear and the overthinking. Father, I just pray for Miss Lydia today, Lord God, and even for Mr. Pitwell, Lord God, that you would give her the courage that she needs to step into her next. Just as Peter said, Lord, if that be you, bid that I come. And that you said, it is I. And he came towards you. Father, I pray, Lord God, that she would not wait for perfect conditions, Lord God, to get started, but that she would just take a step of faith with wisdom, Lord God, with great wisdom, that she would take a step of faith, that she would not be fearful, but, Lord, she would grab a hold, Lord God, of that which you're calling her to do. Father, to expand, Lord God, to expand her world. Father, I pray that you would bless her, Father, and that you would continue to watch over her. But, Lord God, the days of doubting and being fearful, Lord God, are no more. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Oh, yes. Hey, can we just raise our hands to the Lord one more time? Father, I thank you this evening that you are a very gracious God. You are a very gracious God. Lord, even as we heard tonight, Lord God, may we, the seed that has been planted in us, we declared at the beginning that we are fertile ground, that we are going to steward the seed, Lord God. We are not going to compare ourselves with everybody because we are uniquely made. And so, Father, I thank you for everyone in this place. I thank you for our church. That, Lord, we would get this revelation. We would get this revelation. And that we would not just be talkers, Lord God. We would be practitioners of the word. We would be practitioners of the word. Father, I thank you and I give you all the praise and all the glory. I thank you for my brother Elvis, Lord God, that you are breaking the shackles of his life, shackles of fear, Lord God, shackles of intimidation, that he can step fully into everything that you have for him. That Elvis would step fully, Lord God, without any inhibitions, Lord God, that Father, he would step in fully to all that you have for him. That, Lord, at times he's going to have to do it scared, but that he might even have to borrow some faith, but he would just do it anyway, the things that you're calling him, the things that you are bringing his way. Let him not be afraid, Lord God. Let him have the courage that he needs, Lord. I thank you for this church. I thank you for everybody, Lord God, that you're bringing into this place. I thank you that everybody is a beacon of light and a beacon of hope. Lord, that you have situated them in places, Lord God, that they are there to solve problems. They are there, Lord God, that wherever the river goes, Lord God, it brings healing, it brings life, Lord God. Each and every one of us, that we are carriers of the river of God. Wherever the river goes, Lord God, wherever it goes, in the workplace, at the shops, at home especially, Lord God, that this river would bring life in people. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Hey, why don't we put our hands together one more time for Pastor Mary.
When you have someone like Pastor Mary come and share his prophetic gift, sometimes it can just be, you know, one of those things that we go for, and it's exciting. You just want to hear a prophetic word, and it kind of like is exciting for the first few weeks, and then you forget about it because life hits again. And I just wanted to encourage us all. I know just from what I know from people's lives that the words that have been spoken are so true for every single person. But I specifically know that they're true just even hearing what Pastor Mari had to share about my own children. Every single thing that he said, I know is true because that's the exact area where they've been attacked. Right? We know that, just even for Noctula as an example, we know that her medical issues have been a big thing for the past 5 years. And so it's the very thing that the Lord wants to use in your life that the enemy will attack. So whenever you see yourself being attacked in an area, rejoice and be glad, because you know that that's a sign that this is where the Lord is going to use me to set people free. So I just wanted to encourage all of us to say, let's just hold on to the words that have been spoken. Let's not let it just end there. The Lord is doing something. He's begun something. Now let's dig deeper. He's leaving tomorrow, but we're still going to be here. We do love this church. We love everyone here and the way that God has brought us all together. Let's work together. Let's be unified. Let's step in. Let's push through and let's see what God does. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much. Was that a grab? Hey, we are so... One thing I know about the Lord is this, is that there is no one like him. There is no one like the Lord. And I'll finish with this because we're, you know what, it's 20 to 8. Yes. You know, there was something significant that happened when Moses went to visit Pharaoh. And there was the plague of the frogs that came. And Moses said to him, this one, you can tell me when you want me to get rid of these things. You would think that he would say, now. The man said, tomorrow. Eventually, of course, the frogs, they disappeared the next day. And it's quite easy for us to keep kicking the can down the road and not realize that the sun is shining on you and now is the time. Now is the time, you see, because what comes out of this, can I be very honest with you? What comes out of this is an understanding of what your level of consecration is. Your level of consecration is going to be different to mine. Now, I might mean that I have to forever be fasting, but that's me, that's not you. You have to understand what the level of consecration for what God has purposed for you in your own life. Father, I just thank you one more time, Lord God, that there is no one like you. There is no one like you, for there is no one like you in this world. I thank you, Father, that you love us so much, that you would send a gift, Lord God, to encourage us and to equip us, Lord God, to run the race that you have for us. And I declare, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that no one in this place shall die, but they would live and declare the works of the Lord. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. We give you praise and we give you glory. And I declare this day in the mighty name of Jesus, that weapons may be formed, but they shall not prosper. And Father, every word that has been spoken against your people, we condemn it right now in Jesus' mighty name, because that is our heritage. We are covenant people. We are covenant people, and you are a covenant-keeping God, and we give you all the praise and all the glory. And I declare one more time that there is no one like the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful